producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I have much to talk with you folks about, but I was going to start out the program today by saying, look, this is going to be a short week because we have a holiday toward the end of the week. So if you have something on your mind, make sure you plan to call early in the week. But Christine already beat me to the punch on this one. So I'm not going to say that until after I talk with Christina, because I don't want to keep her waiting any longer than absolutely necessary. So Christina, thank you for being so astute, and how am I going to help you today?
Hello. I'm getting a vibration in the phone, but I finally have a reason to call you. I have my 15-year-old nephew that has just moved into us this summer. With us this summer, and it's very difficult to negotiate rules and regulations and, you know, what is to be expected of him. And I'm trying to find a book or, you know, something to give me a little more guidelines. I don't have any kids myself.
Why is he with you?
No, a drug addict mother. Sister of mine. Yeah. So he's been living on and off with my mother.
Okay.
But it's just getting to be too much for her, too. So.
Fair enough.
And he's quite depressed. I would kind of, you know, he has a sullen kind of attitude, which can...
Well, wait a minute. Depressed and sullen aren't the same, especially in a teenager. They can overlap, but they're not the same. Sullen is, I don't like you. Depressed is, I don't like me or the world.
Well... So. You know, he's just not very open with his emotions, which I...
Well, he's a 15-year-old male.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Right. How does this kid do in school?
He's doing okay. I'm on to him about schoolwork, you know, and, you know, he's got help in school. He's a little bit of a dyslexic, so I'm...
Does he see your mom at all?
Well, he had just recently been living with her up until the summer, as I said.
Right.
She's fallen off the wagon again. And,
that's all right. So that's
live,
his, all right.
Yeah,
so we
live kind of far from her, so it's not.
Right. So I was differentiating between two people. I was saying, does he see your mom, which is where he's been living, right?
Yes. Same reason. She lives 2 hours. She's coming for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
2 hours away from us, sir.
Was he consulted on the move to live with you or not?
Well, once again, it's that same kind of thing. We consulted with him, but there was not a lot of reaction or for talking to us about it.
Okay.
He said in his own way, I guess, that he wanted to come live with us because they really had no choice, to tell you the truth.
All right, have you ever said to him?
Doing drugs.
Yeah. Does he have any other sibs, or is he an only child?
He's an only child.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked him what you could do to make his life easier, or happier, or better?
I talked to him about it, saying, listen, I just want you to be a happy kid, and how do I get there? But, you know, no response. You know, I do every morning, like, drive him to school, and we do have that kind of thing, like, all right, I'm not getting to, you know, not distrusting you that you don't have homework, if that's my job to ask you if you have homework, you know, it's all that kind of, but you get so little.
Okay, but wait a minute. Let's back up a little bit. Remembering that he's a 15-year-old, which is not the world's best age, as you may recall. He's a 15-year-old male, which means the likelihood of him sharing his feelings is not very high. He's been bounced around a fair amount.
Yes.
And believe it or not, he has the sense that nobody really wants him. I know that.
Exactly, yes.
So what is this kid, what does he bring to your life that's positive?
The sense of not failing him, trying not to.
No, that's something, that's different. That's the challenge to you. I'm saying, what gift does he bring to you? What What does his being in your life add to your life in a positive way?
Well, yeah, yes, exactly. It's hard to say.
Well, we need to focus on that because that'll make a huge difference to him. It may be that you and your husband are talking more because he's there. It may be.
Well, you kind of hit it on the head. That was something I really don't do many things with my significant other. He's been a partner of 8 years.
Okay.
So the way I've dealt with things is let him do what he does and I do what I do. And this was something I was hoping that we could share together.
Has that been the case?
Figure out how to, you know, take
that's
care
all right.
Together.
That's a good place to start with him,
right.
Of saying, taking him for a walk, because we know with males you're better taking a walk than face to face. And saying to him, you know, because this is the week we do it around here, right? You know what? I need to thank you. And you're going to get, he's going to say, what? You know, you're going to have his undivided attention at that moment. Because he's not used to anybody thanking him for anything.
Sure. Yeah.
And say, you know, before you came, Harold and I, it's not that we don't love each other, because we do, but we've been together a long time, and we kind of go our separate ways. And you have brought us together in ways I couldn't even imagine that we've, not only because we're both focused on you, but we're focused a little bit more on each other, and I need to thank you for that.
Well, okay, that's just what I was hoping to do, but I'm finding myself at odds with that kind of parenting, you know, trying to.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
And
you can say that to him. You can say,
okay.
You know, the good news is that it's brought us closer together and we talk a lot about you. The confusing news, which I guess happens to all parents, but we just didn't really anticipate it, is we have different points of view about how we should be raising
right.
you.
Okay.
So you giving us some feedback in that would actually help some of
right.
giving some
yes,
sense
yes.
of, yeah, this works for me or this doesn't, because that way you get a vote, you can break the
right,
deadlock.
Right, I would
and,
like him to be part of it, yeah.
Well, but explain it to him in a positive way rather than,
yeah.
Because it sounds to me that
well,
that
I
is something.
Well, I feel like I have a good communication with him about this kind of stuff. I do say that kind of stuff. I don't say enough of how positive he is. I mean, I'm sure.
Well, listen, honey, let me just stop you for a minute. I asked you what he brought, and it was pulling teeth, and I had to come up with it. So the likelihood of you conveying that to him is not high.
Exactly.
Okay? So all I'm doing, and I'm not so much scolding you as saying, come on, you need, if you didn't get it, he didn't get it. So you need to, this is the time, because
right.
look, let me just give it to you from his point of view. From your point of view, you're taking on somebody else's kid. Adolescents are difficult people. He's been bounced around a lot. He's not the world's easiest person to deal with. So I get it. I get that this
right.
is something
yeah.
you did.
Yeah.
But what he gets is everybody hates me. My mom's a drug addict, and she'd rather deal with drugs than me. My grandmother loves me, but I'm wearing her out. And so Aunt Tina, you know, had to take me because there's no other choice. That's what he's feeling every
right.
day
well,
of his
I'm
life.
Sure. Yeah.
So
yeah.
you saying to him, yeah. you know what? You've given me a gift that I didn't begin to anticipate. You know, I was really looking forward to
right.
spending more time with you because you're kind of an interesting guy, and I've never been really good with little kids, but you're not a little kid, so you're somebody to talk to and somebody to kind of maybe, you know, do some stuff with. But you, there's been an unexpected benefit in that you have brought Harold and myself closer together, although we could use a little more input from you because when we disagree, you know, we'd love to come to you and say, all right, I'm, you know, this, you know, 48 here, 36 here. What do you think? And that would be really helpful to us because there's this
right.
newfound intimacy and you know, so you helping us to resolve issues would be really helpful. Then I would find some things to do together that he really likes to do, whether it's, and I don't know. I mean,
yeah, that's the problem. Pulling
well,
teeth.
But let me give you some,
okay.
Christina,
right.
don't even go there. I'm
right.
not, because I'm not going with you.
All
You're
right.
the adult here, and he's
yeah.
the one who's in trouble, not you.
Yeah.
So let me just give you some thoughts. Animals, and I don't know what your house setup is.
Yeah.
It may be that you know, I'm not suggesting you necessarily get a boa constrictor, or maybe, I'm just not a boa constrictor kind of girl. Mm-hmm. Music, cooking, whether that means he gets help in cooking, you take cooking classes. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back with some more ideas, all right? You can come up with a couple as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So we're talking with Christina, who's got her 15-year-old nephew living with them. So we already talked about an overall philosophy to make him feel a bit more welcome, which is to share with him the unexpected benefit of bringing you and your partner closer, number one. Number two, that when there are disagreements between the two of you, that he may get to a vote, which makes him both feel powerful and useful. Third of all, figuring out some fun things to do together, whether, and, you know, I don't know anything about them, whether it's music or animals or a sport or cooking or taking a class together or art or journalism, or maybe if he's like most kids, he's probably really good at computers. So, you know, maybe teaching me that. But sort of doing the thing, you know, could you teach me about computers, or would, are you interested in taking a cooking class together, or, gee, you know, are you interested in going to a football game and explain to me about football? Just some things so he can feel that, that first of all, it's something he wants to do, and second of all, something that you like to do with him. And I guess the fifth thing is to say to him, you know, what can I do to make your life better and easier? You know, what kinds of things would be helpful for you living here to make you feel, you know, better and or happier?
Right. I just, when I try to do those things with him, he try, you know, it just is very sullen and takes the joy out of it for me.
But you have to ignore that. That's the stupid and cheerful stuff. Yeah, you just have to.
I'll
tell you what you can do. You can do the bribery. You can say, if you're willing to smile, I'll give you $5.
Right.
He'll smile, I guarantee you.
That's exactly what I do. I mean, and I'm not the $5 thing, but I'm always like, just smile for me.
No. $5 is the crucial part.
Why?
Listen, he gets a lot more attention from being sullen. Well, we can do a sliding scale. I'll give you $5 for a smile. All right, the next one I give you $2.50. After that, I'll give you $1 a smile. I mean, the point.
I know, it's just drag pulling teeth, and it's like, oh.
But Christina, remember who you were at 15, and presumably you grew up in an intact family, which has got its own challenges, but it's, you probably never felt like everybody hated you and nobody really wanted you around, even though that's really part and parcel of being adolescent. So, you know, this...
No, I know that's the most important part of it, and that's when I took him. I was really hoping to try to keep that attitude, but it's really difficult.
Well, and you can say to him, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, as long as you do the other stuff, it's okay to occasionally say, kid, you're driving me nuts today.
Okay.
But that only works in the context of that him knowing that he is really appreciated and that he's really valued. Because otherwise, it's just more rejection.
Right. And I don't think I've gotten through to him enough with that.
I've done
my job with that enough.
Yeah.
But,
and you can say that to him.
Do you have any books that you would recommend?
Well, there's, believe it or not, Nora Ephron's book, The Care and Feeding of Your Adolescent, isn't bad. She wrote it like a gazillion years ago. She's been gone, for a couple of years now. But it's not bad because it gives, it's sort of a humorous approach to it. The best single indication you have of how to treat an adolescent is remembering who you were at that age. And the advantage is your mom is still around. And I suspect
I believe I'm kind of semi-okay with what's going on, but my partner is not something he tends to turn to anger easily. And negotiating between the anger and the, you know, a teenager is very walking a fine line.
Well, I mean, one of the possibilities is to opt him out, that he basically work as the step-parent. I mean, that, you know, my whole thing about being a step-parent is you get to be a good host and a good friend, and that's it. You have no responsibilities.
Okay.
So it may just be that what you need to do is opt him out of saying, look, you get to treat him as, you know, as my responsibility, that you don't have to discipline him. You can be his friend. You can find things to do, the two of you do together. I just assume you two didn't gang up against me, but maybe that is a better role for him. Than feeling that he has any obligations.
You know, he watches everything he does and picks out the wrong thing all the time.
Well, but I'd stop him with that.
Trying to help. Yes, and that's what's really.
I'd say to him, listen, here's what I'd say to the partner, which is a whole different thing than the kid, which is, I'll tell you what, every day you can come, if you come to me with two things that Jonathan did well, I'll, you know, be your sex slave, or I'll give you $10 or whatever.
That'll
I'll make you. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then you can say to him, look, your only job here is to find him doing things right. I'll find him doing things wrong. Remember who you were at 15.
He feels like if he doesn't discipline him all the time, then he's going to go off the deep end.
Well, but that you can explain to him, that is not his job. His job is to be a good friend and a backup for you. But that means you can't complain about the kid to him, because that'll just reinforce the notion that he's doing his male thing by protecting you, and you can't do that. So say to him, look, I'll tell you what, for the next week, two things that the kid does well, and you have to tell him as well as me. And if you do that twice every day for the next week, I'll have sex with you or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Work for him. All right. Thank you very much. That's the only book you can think of something that
there are lots of books about adolescents. You can go, you can just go online. But you've got a specialized situation here.
Right.
And talk with other people who have, join the PTA and go to PTA meetings, and you'll find that all the parents are saying the same thing.
Yeah, I don't have any friends with kids. That's another thing.
That's why I said join the PTA.
Yeah.
But they'll all say the same thing.
Know what that is, barely. Yes,
parent
thank
teacher
you very
association.
Much.
Because all of them will say, my kid's sullen. I can't get to do anything. They're nasty to their brothers and sisters. They're ugly to me. They treat me like, I'm the Antichrist. They come home late. They're talking on their phone the whole time. At dinner, they're on their cell. I mean, every parent's going to say the same thing.
Yeah, and I think when I look back at it, it didn't seem like that when I was a kid. That's why.
That's what I said. Talk to your mother about it. She thought you were pain in the neck as well.
She did. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Christina.
Right.
Call me if you need some help as we go along. All righty?
Thank you very much.
Bye. You're welcome. 855-993-7569. There's also joining I think PTA is not a bad place to start, but it's one of the reasons why moms have play dates. It's not so much for the kids. It's because new moms don't really know what they're doing, so they get together with other new moms to kind of compare parenting styles, to compare, and they probably get a little competitive about their kids as well. But there is some value in just talking with somebody who's in the same situation, because I think it really frosts all of us when someone says, well, I know how you feel. And we think, no, you don't. So, but that whole issue of catching our kids doing something right, we all have the notion that parenting is about disciplining and telling them when they're doing wrong and make sure they're not getting away with stuff. And that's ridiculous. That's not what parenting should be. Every study ever done says negative reinforcement doesn't work, that positive reinforcement is the only thing that works, and yet all of us ignore it because that's how we were brought up. But all you have to do is remember how effective it was when your parents said something positive to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to help. And so if you need something having to do with, with anything, I'm here. Today is National Cashew Day. Yay! National Espresso Day. Decaf is okay. And Eat a Cranberry Day. I mean, that seems to be a little premature. I mean,
a little early in the week for cranberries, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, come on. Come on, folks. I mean, maybe it's just one cranberry, and you're going to kind of, tomorrow you'd eat two, and Wednesday you'd eat four, and Thursday you'd eat 16. You know, that's something I can figure. I'll
just wait for the cranberry sauce on
exactly.
On
all
Thursday.
Right, then do you like the crunchy stuff, or do you like the jelly or the sauce?
Well, the jelly. Yeah, that's actually kind of what I'm.
Yeah, see, I like the. I grew up with the jelly, but I like the other one.
Okay.
As I said, I made an apple pie with it last week, which is okay. It didn't actually make that much difference. I maybe need to put more in or something.
Mm-hmm.
What can I tell you? In 1889, the first jukebox goes on operation at Palais Royal Saloon in San Francisco, starting the jukebox musicals, which were being bedeviled by to this very day. The latest On Your Feet with Gloria Estefan. Okay. In 1936, Life magazine was reborn as a photo magazine and enjoys instant success. Did you? Life magazine started originally. Would you like to guess what day or when it started? What year? Originally? Take a guess.
1800s at some point.
1883, you're exactly right.
Okay.
It was a humor and general interest magazine. Henry Luce bought it in 1936 so that he could acquire the rights to its name and shifted it to a weekly news magazine with strong emphasis on photojournalism. It was published until 1972 as an intermittent special until 78 and as a monthly till 2002. So there you go. So you're exactly right. An old magazine. Aha. Uh-huh. Hmm. In fact, what movie did I just see where they were? Oh, I know. It was not Princess Grace. It was something was said in the 1950s. The only reason you knew it is because she was looking at a picture of Pat Nixon on the cover of Life magazine. Oh, it'll occur to me in a minute. It was either a movie or a theater. So there you go. In 1963, which is 52 years ago, folks, the BBC broadcast An Unearthly Child starring William Hartnell, the first episode of the science fiction television series of the same name, and the first episode of Doctor Who, which is now the world's longest-running science fiction drama. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that.
I did not either. All right, here, this is kind of... All right, I'll tell you the next interesting story, and then I'll tell you the most interesting story as far as I was concerned. In 2005, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is elected president of Liberia and becomes the first woman to lead an African country. You go, girl. All right. In 1992, on this day, the first smartphone, the IBM Simon, is introduced at Comdex in Las Vegas, Nevada. It took 15 years before the iPhone was introduced, which was 2007. Can you believe that? 15 years.
Wow.
2007. Hard to believe.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. 13 years, actually. So there you go. It was named Angler. It had a cell phone, a PDA, and one device allowing user to make and receive telephone calls, faxes, emails, and cellular pages. It had a calendar, an address book, and a notepad, and had apps like Maps, Stocks, and News. The day after it debuted, USA Today featured a photo on the front page in the money section showing Frank Canova, IBM's lead architect and inventor of the smartphone, holding the Angler prototype. So there you go. Simon personal computer, before its public debut at the Wireless World Convention in 1993. So it took a year. They planned to start selling the Simon in 1994, but due to problems with the device's software, the Simon did not become available until August 1994. They offered the Simon throughout its 15-state service areas for $900. That was, you know, in 1994, $900 was probably, what, at least 50% more than that?
Yeah.
With a 2-year service contract or basically $1,100 without a contract. Later in the product's life, Bell South Cellular reduced the price to $600 with a 2-year contract. They sold 50,000 units during the product's 6 months on the market. Smartphone was not coined until 1994. It can be referred to as the first smartphone. There you go. All right, so I just finished up reading the Steve Jobs biography. And, I mean, it was really interesting to look at the difference about philosophies. But, because obviously, I mean, IBM had a leg up, you know, more than a decade before smartphone. But Steve Jobs' thing was, first of all, he made it smaller, lighter, and more obvious, more user friendly, and it was a closed system. The first smartphones you could actually take apart and take the battery out, and I remember those. And after that, you couldn't do anything with them. They were closed system. But they sold, I think the smartphone sold something like, you know, like 900,000 the first day or something. It was enormously successful. So IBM, but so it proves that being first isn't always best. All right, so So this is a week where I thought we would focus a little bit on positive stuff, just because we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and giving you an opportunity to talk about what you're grateful for. But there's some lovely stories today. There's a Michigan restaurant where they won't let anybody eat by themselves on Thanksgiving, and they have a sign in the window that says, if you're alone, come in and you can eat free Thanksgiving dinner all day, which I think is great. And I think people should actually patronize that restaurant, even if they're not alone, just to support him, although you don't have to do it on Thanksgiving. He says, okay, I'm going to lose some money on it, but I made enough money. And he said, I've been alone on Thanksgiving, I don't want to do it. So that's pretty cool. Another story, which is kind of, it actually is kind of an interesting story, especially the headline, which is religious sisters posing as prostitutes to save sex slaves by expansion. Their name is kind of cool. They have 140 countries, and the group is called Talitha Kum, which apparently means children reborn or something of that sort. And not only do they go into situations posing as prostitutes to kind of infiltrate, but they also do things with child labor and minimum wage and stuff like that. So it's wonderful to see people sort of getting out there and making a difference. So I think that's wonderful. So there's a new network of houses for children around the world who would otherwise be sold into slavery. I mean, the human slave trade is just really an alarming thing.
It's really
they're
sad.
Saying, yeah, 73 million people.
Wow.
Every year.
Gosh.
1% of the world's population. 70% are women and half are age 16 or younger. I mean, it's really horrifying and shocking. But somehow, seeing religious sisters sort of literally putting themselves on the line for that is, you know, I think inspirational. So I actually wanted to talk about one other inspirational thing, which, because this is going to be my week for positive stuff, which it usually is. I mean, that's sort of what we do more or less. So over the weekend, I had two instances, opposite ends of the spectrum. One was a friend of mine said, I need you to come and see this cabaret act. And I said, well, that's really nice, but it's really busy time of year, and cabaret isn't my thing. And he said, I'll buy you dinner. I said, okay. So I went, and this woman comes out. She is stick thin. She has about the same vocal range as I do, which is kind of early Perry Como. And for those of you who don't know who that is, Google it. It's a limited second soprano alto range, for those of you who are feeling lazy. And she puts on a show for basically 2 hours, has a great band. She is, I will not tell you how old she is, because you could actually Google her and find it out, but she is north of 90. And the story is that she wanted to be a singer as a young woman, and her father said, I'll give you 5 years. I'll support you for 5 years. And she didn't make it in that 5 years. So she went, and she had a bunch of marriages, and she worked for the mayor's office and all these kinds of things. And apparently did some kind of fundraiser or talent show or something. And someone said to her, you know, is this a lifelong dream? She said, I want to perform in New York before I die. And my friend heard about this and decided that he was going to produce it. So I said I thought it was a great idea to, as a reality show, as a talent show, to say, this is what I want to do before I die. Right? I'll tell you the other part of it when we come to the other part of the paradigm when we return, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants.
pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I was saying that over the weekend I had experiences that seemed to me to be somehow bookends to one another. The first was going to a cabaret show of a woman who was more than 90 years old. And it was her heart's desire. She wanted to do it. She wasn't bad. I mean, is she going to have a fantastic career? No, probably not. But so what? She did something that she'd always wanted to do, and she did it well enough. And God bless for people feeling like, okay, I can do what I want to do. This is my life. And no regrets. The second was being around some people that I didn't know very well who have an adorable 18-month-old. And he was so adept. His mom had her cell phone on the counter, and he was playing with it. That kid is so adept at being able. This kid can barely speak. I mean, he can say mama and daddy. He's 18 months old. I mean, he's just learning vocabulary. He is so he knew which things to punch on the desktop. He knew what the arrow was to start things. He remembered which one to go back to. This is a kid who's 18 months old. He can barely speak. He's just beginning to walk. He's not toilet trained, and he can navigate a smartphone, not the IBM, not the original one, but the i6, like nobody's business. And I thought, do you know what? This is the circle of life, right? That people learning to do what they want to do with whatever is available to them at the moment, and that your life is continually rebooting to a certain extent, and you get to press the buttons. You get to press the restart buttons. And I just thought, wow, that this is everything in life right now, is that a woman who's almost 100 years old can do a cabaret act if she wants, and a kid who's just at the beginning of his life, in 18 months, can negotiate a cell phone to be able to watch the videos he wants to watch. And this wasn't a kid's phone. This was mom's phone. But he knew where to go. He knew how to press the triangle to make things go. It was amazing. You don't find that amazing. I find that amazing.
No, it's great.
But it just, and the juxtaposition of the two, that somebody at the end of their life being able to do what they want, and somebody at the beginning of their life being able to do what they want.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, that's great.
And I think the moral is that you can always do what you want. You just have to figure out what it is. Okay, 855-993-7569. As predicted, Mockingjay was number one, did over $100 million first weekend. James Bond was second. I said that Mockingjay would kick James' butt, and she did. And Peanuts was third. Some new movies coming out this week in time for Thanksgiving, family movies, which we'll talk about. I suppose we'll talk about them on Wednesday. And I thought what we would do, I guess we might as well start on it. What have I got, about 4 or 5 minutes here?
Let's see, about 4.5
okay.
minutes. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I can take that. I'll tell you what. Why don't we do an email here, and then we'll start the emotional place next hour. I hate to sort of start something in the last couple minutes of an hour and then carry it over. It always sounds to me that it's not quite as fresh as if we started at noon. All right. Okay. Can we do that? Is that available to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have an email right here from Brenda. And she says, Dr. Joy, I've been listening to you forever. Just wanted to say thank you for your advice and to be stupid and cheerful. My dad passed away recently, and my mom and I are having major problems with my younger sister. Believe me, World War III would have broken out if I didn't take your advice, but I've been using it for as long as I can remember listening to you, and it hasn't failed me yet. Love and hugs. So that's
it. Wow.
We always appreciate those emails.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. There's, you know, let me just explain, because I know we have new listeners all the time, what stupid and cheerful is. It came about as from a family reunion in my family, where one of my sisters, who's always been a little cranky, was doing her usual thing, and one of my other sisters had overheard it, and she came up and she said, "How come you didn't get mad?" And I said, "Well, I mean, you can either get mad or you can just laugh hilariously." And, you know, she said, "Well, but doesn't hurt your feelings." I said, "Nah. Just be stupid, you know, that if you laugh hilariously, somebody really can't hurt your feelings. And even if your stomach is doing a little bit of a flip-flop, that's kind of the point is that you don't let on to it." So that sort of evolved into stupid and cheerful, that if somebody's going to hurt your feelings, let them do the heavy lifting. Don't let nuance, don't let a raised eyebrow or pursed lip or a shut-down nostril sort of hurt your feelings. If somebody wants to hurt your feelings, they're going to have to do the work. And even if they do the work, it's usually possible to just giggle hilariously. And if you think about it, there's almost no insult that can get past a giggle. Excuse me. I need a cough button or a snooze button or something. So that's where stupid and cheerful came from. One thing, which I don't think we should be stupid and cheerful about, we actually did... excuse me, the documentary about the hunting grounds, about campus rape. Excuse me, one of the people mentioned in it is now threatening to sue CNN if they air the documentary. CNN, I suspect you have more money than Jameson Winston does.
Yeah.
That seems to me, you know, if nothing else, they should probably write a thank you note to him, because my guess is that the ratings will be much higher. It's a documented kind of thing, and it really doesn't focus very much on him, to be quite honest. It's just he's one of the examples of a risk, basically, that they didn't really investigate the allegations against him very much. That, right. You know, and it's kind of the same theory that, as I mentioned, when in Concussion, which will come out, I think that doesn't come out till Christmas, with
yeah, it's like late December,
Will Smith.
I think.
Yeah, which is, it's Will Smith's best role ever. Mm-hmm. He is just really wonderful, and he brings all that charm and charisma to playing. And I think part of it, he plays it with an accent, and he really does keep the accent going. Does a really nice job. So, alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you have something on your mind that you need to chat with me about, you either need to send me an email early this week, or you need to give me a call, because it's a somewhat shortened week because we have a holiday this week. But we will be talking about gratitude. And coming back, we're going to be talking about emotional places that you've gone. As I mentioned, one of my places is Gettysburg, having been there when I was a very young child. Well, not very young, I guess I was 8. But then not going back for years, and as we went over the hill, not even remembering it particularly, but my body did, of just going, oh my goodness, you know, and started crying again. I mean, it's a very emotional place.
Yeah.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.